Over the weekend, the fierce rivalry between UK Super League teams, St Helens and Wigan, spilled over into a series of punches that shocked the international sporting community. Many on Twitter expressed outrage at the brutal act, calling for the perpetrator, Ben Flower, to face criminal charges. The case was reminiscent of the 2013 State of Origin in Australia, where the Blues captain Paul Gallen king-hit Queenslander Nate Miles, leading to a rule-changing banning, all punching in the code. But is there a double standard between acts of violence committed in the sporting arena and those that occur in wider society? Julian van der Zee reports.
Huge kick here into the corner by Blake Green. Oh, it bounces off Parkinson. It's a try begging for Ben Flower. It's a try that's begging for Ben Flower. Oh, he's on. He's on.
Less than 2 minutes into the Super League Grand Final, a disturbing act of violence occurred that would mar the match and the code at large.
Was it Ben Flower?
Walk away, mate.
Went to high hazard move. He's still now being treated by two physios and a doctor. There's Ben Flower here. Keep an eye on that. Oh, that's a red card. That's a red card.
Oh, that is
right. That's a red card.
I think Ben Flower's Grand Final is over.
In a moment of madness, Wigan prop Ben Flower punches New Zealand international and St Helens playmaker Lance Hohaya in the face, knocking him unconscious. With Hohaya lying exposed on the ground, Flower collects him with a second sickening punch. After a red carding to Flower, neither party would be able to take place in the rest of the match. Many on Twitter expressed their outrage at the incident, calling for the Wigan prop to face criminal charges. While rugby league is an inherently aggressive sport, many legal experts argue that excessive uses of force should be prosecuted before the courts.
You do not leave your legal rights to be protected from criminal activity behind when you go out onto a sports field.
That was Hayden Opie, Director of Studies, Sports Law at the University of Melbourne. Prosecution before criminal courts rarely happens, in part because the police are impaired in their ability to pursue such cases.
Given their limited resources, if they can see the league's dealing with this expeditiously, then I think they're reasonably content. People who study the imposition of punishments will tell you that if somebody can be almost certain to be punished if they've done something wrong and that the punishment is imposed quickly, then that's very effective. And a league's disciplinary tribunal and their practices of reviewing the footage from television coverage means it's very difficult to get away with something on the field of play at the elite professional level. And the disciplinary penalty comes very, very quickly and with almost certainty. That is a strong disincentive. Court proceedings many months later on are not as strong a disincentive.
Darren Boyd, Melbourne sports lawyer and ABC commentator, argues that consent is the key issue.
It really is, because it's actually a really difficult process. And I think there's often a blurred line between what is in a game and what is within the rules of a game and what isn't. And I know people often ask why players can get away with, you know, generally just heavy hits, you know, hits that are crude perhaps, but not absolutely violent. And the answer is that whenever somebody's playing a contact sport, legally, they are seem to be consenting. They're consenting to physical contact, and they're consenting to being tackled, and they understand and they accept that with that comes risks. And, you know, one of those risks might be high contact. You know, players often get knocked out playing all forms of contact sport, whether it's Australian rules or rugby, or one of the rugby codes, or any contact sport right around the world. So I guess there are certain risks, and probably where the line is drawn is where you get, you know, incidents like we saw on the weekend in the rugby league, and you've seen in through history, Barry Hall is one of the most famous ones in Australian rules football. And I guess, it's probably just that the individuals involved, for whatever reason, don't want to take the matter further, because I think clearly there are circumstances where the police could.
Surely Lance Hohaya and Brent Staker, to use your Barry Hall example, surely they don't consent to being king hit or punched when they are unconscious.
Absolutely, and they don't consent to that. There's no way in the world that, in my view, a court would ever rule that that was consensual contact. And therefore, I do think that if the police ever chose to actually press charges, that it would be a really, really difficult. It would be a really, really difficult case for the athlete to defend.
With no indication that Hohia or his club wish to take the matter further, it seems that his on-field attack will be dealt with internally by the Super League. Whether or not the Met decide that Flower has a greater criminal case to answer remains to be seen.
That was Julian van der Zee ending that report.